So exactly when, I would ask, did our kids, our high school juniors, seniors, start feeling so much pressure to get into certain schools? I know my daughter was way more stressed than my son, but that's probably just the differences in their personality. Brendan Coyne is the principal of Kappa High School, Pittsburgh Kappa, I guess. He joins us now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I just want to make a real quick correction. I am a guidance counselor for...
Oh, I'm sorry. And you know what? I did know that. I misspoke. I did know that. I actually have that right in front of me. So I apologize for that. So, Brendan, give me an idea. I mean, my kids graduated several years ago. We'll just leave it at that. And I know that that was, to me, that was the first time I realized there was pressure. But it seems like the pressure to get into certain schools has only grown over the last 10 years.
I would agree. I started here about 18 years ago, and when I first started, there wasn't quite as much pressure getting on the high-end schools as there is now. I'd say in like maybe the last 5 or 6 years, it's really kind of gotten to a pretty good full head of steam to get into some of the higher-level schools. And the pressure is more coming from the students themselves, as well as some of the parents, but not all of the parents.
So that was going to be my next question. I mean, because certainly as we look at this this story, this national story about parents spending millions to get their kids into school, I was wondering if that was, I mean, the bottom line is you're a parent, your son, your daughter wants to go to school X. You're going to do anything that you can to help them, but I never realized that that included spending more money than even the tuition cost.
Yes, that was a little shocking to hear some of that. It just really didn't make sense to me from the position I'm in. And I have a senior this year myself at home who is going to college next year. So I kind of have been through the process, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see that push. And my parents at my school, there are a few that are pushing their students hard. But for the most part, it's student-driven pressure, and
yeah.
I think some outside stuff that they may hear about that's trying to drive them to apply to these schools.
To apply to these schools that sometimes you know are out of their reach. I remember with both my son and my daughter, we had kind of a general position. It was like, okay, you have like your number one school, the one that you may or may not get into, then you can have a middle school that you can apply to, and then we'll get that one that we know you'll get in, and then we can make some decisions.
Yes, that's the smart way to go. And I feel like that is what we push here.
Mm-hmm.
As counselors, we're trying to get the student to find the sort of the right school that would fit them, or at least they'll be comfortable going to if they don't get into that reach school that they're looking at.
Now, you mentioned a lot of this is student-driven. So is there peer pressure? I mean, do you find that the students put pressure on each other to get into some of these top-tier schools?
I don't think it's not necessarily direct peer pressure. I think it's that they hear, oh, this person's applying to here, 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 and here, so I have to apply that way so I could look as good as they are and that sort of stuff. I think it's not completely direct peer pressure, but more so just how they perceive other students applying places, feeling that they have to keep up.
Now,
with the trends.
I'm guessing that, of course, this is a story that is still unraveling and probably will be for the next couple of days, and the good news is I'm hoping that we don't find anyone from Pittsburgh on that list. And given the amount of money people were spending to buy these admissions, I'm thinking we won't have too many people. It definitely feels like a Hollywood West Coast kind of thing. But what would you now tell students? I mean, this year is pretty much, I'm guessing applications are already done now and they're just waiting for responses now. Would that be about right?
Yes, for sure.
So then you have your juniors, though, that are starting to feel that pressure. What would your advice be to them and their parents?
It'll be the same advice. You're going to apply to schools that you're interested in and you think would be a good fit, but to be yourself. I mean, when you talk to the admissions officers of these high-end schools, I don't know if the admissions officers have been implicated in this yet, but it doesn't seem like it.
Mm-hmm.
But they are telling students, be yourself. We want to see the real you in your writing when you send us an essay. We want to see how you're doing. Yes, the grades and scores are a factor in it, but it's not the ultimate factor.
What is your thought on the ACTs and the SATs? We just spoke with a counselor from an organization, CollegeWise, and she was saying that she'd love to get rid of those test scores when it comes to the admissions process.
It's another added pressure for the students, and there is a trend where more and more schools are offering an alternative to ACT and SATs. So you could definitely see in the future there's going to be other metrics that they're looking for, but for the ballpark of schools that you talk to, that is just one part of the application and not the biggest part.
Brendan Coyne, counselor at Kappa, Pittsburgh Kappa. Last question before we let you go. How shocked were you when the story about this scam came out yesterday?
It was pretty shocking considering some of the schools that they named and how they went about getting the students in. And then the whole SAT, considering how strict they are to have students get into the SAT centers with the IDs and that sort of thing. It's pretty concerning, I think.
Indeed. Thanks so much for joining us today. Nice to get a Pittsburgh spin on all of this. We appreciate you, Brendan Coyne, Kappa counselor. Have a good
day. Thank you for having me. You too.
Indeed.